today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu alaikum. This is another episode of today's special, which you choose to listen to. Today, we're going to speak about standing against oppression.
Palestine, Palestine, oh Palestine, on your land Allah plays great signs. Though the world sees your scars and hears your cries, Allah is your God and you will survive.
So what date is today? Sunday, 26th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of the month of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At first, we'll listen to one ayah of the Holy Quran, verse 14 from chapter An-Naml.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًّا فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ
And they rejected them, while their inner selves were convinced thereof, out of injustice and haughtiness. So see how was the end of the corruptors.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is interesting that the Quran considers the motivation of the denial of the people of Pharaoh in two things, injustice and pride. Their injustice may refer to usurpation of others' rights, and their pride refers to their self-superiority over the children of Israel. It means that they saw if they surrendered to the signs and miracles of Moses, they both would find their unlawful interests in danger, and that they would stand in the same row with their slaves, the children of Israel, and none of them were tolerable for them.
سلام الله يا قدس فداك الروح والنفس سلام الله يا قدس فداك الروح والنفس مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى وكيف المسجد الطاهر بظل الغاصب الكافر وكيف المسجد الطاهر بظل الغاصب الكافر فينمو طرفنا الناعس بليل واهن دامس رعاك الله يا قدس فينمو طرفنا الناعس بليل واهن دامس رعاك الله يا قدس.
What do we have about standing against oppression today? We as Muslims or as believers, we have responsibilities and duties to stand shoulder to shoulder with the oppressed. We need to show solidarity with them. We need to support them. Some require monetary support. Some require moral. We cannot fold our arms and do nothing about it. If you fold your arms and do nothing when it comes to the plight of the oppressed, then you are also regarded as an oppressor according to the rules of Islam. So therefore, oppression is oppression from wherever it is coming from, and we need to stand and do something about it. It is our duty, and there is no excuse for that.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the promotion of Islamic resistance and the whatness and whyness of Islamic resistance, and what do we mean by Islamic resistance in the environment where you live and even in relations with other countries and other communities. You should explain the theory of resistance, the fact that the goal of arrogance is hegemony and domination over nations to everyone. So they know that arrogance pursues this goal. And the practical aspect of this issue is that we believe the youth and the Islamic Ummah are entitled to pursue a resistance orientation. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi chose the path of resistance. The important point is that he did not choose it out of excitement and transit feelings. The choice of resistance by Imam has a solid legal source of support. It is a reasonable scientific and, of course, religious source of support behind the steadfastness and resistance of Imam rahmatullah alayhi. There stands logic. Now, one constituent of this logic is that the resistance is a natural reaction that every liberated and honorable nation produces in the face of imposition and bullying. No other reason is required. Every nation that attaches value to its honor, identity, and human nature shows resistance and steadfastness when they want to impose something on it.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
Now listen about rewards of helping and supporting the oppressed. In a tradition, it is narrated Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said to Ibn Abi Ya'far, the messenger of Allah said to one of his companions, one who possesses six qualities would be with Allah and on his right side. A Muslim should like for his believing brother, that is, he likes for his closest kin, and that he dislikes for his believing brother that which he dislikes for his closest kin, and he has sincerity in his friendship to him. Ibn Abi Ya'far, his companion, wept and asked, how can he be sincere to him? Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, when he reaches that stage, he tells him what he has in his heart. Thus, if the friend becomes happy, he is also happy, and if the friend is aggrieved, he is also sad. And if he can, he removes the distress of his friend. And if he can't, he prays for him to the Almighty Allah. In this tradition, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam has mentioned that praying for someone is like helping him, if you cannot help in the real sense.
They've been calling. They've been asking for some help, but nobody seems to care. They are saying, are we now on Omar? Our pain. thought you would share.
As the previous episode of today's special, in this part we choose a short part of our leader's speech. Imam Khamenei speak about Palestine. The issue of Palestine is the world of Islam's top priority. Please listen. He said, "Today the issue of Palestine is the first issue of the world of Islam. Anyone who has a correct understanding of the issue of Palestine acknowledges that the issue of Palestine is the first issue of the world of Islam. The key to defeating the enemies of Islam is the issue of Palestine. The most important issue of the world of Islam in the present time is the issue of Palestine. Why is that? This is because Palestine is an Islamic country. They have come and occupied this country. They have taken it away from its people. The issue is not about usurping a village or city. The enemies has usurped a country and it has used it as a base for jeopardizing the security of the regional countries. One should fight against a cancerous tumor. Notice that if a person issues a fatwa as a religious mufti saying that fighting against Zionism is haram, that helping such and such a group which is fighting against Zionism is not allowed, this is really a disaster to witness that some people in the world of Islam are acting against the interests of Islam and have friendly relations with the enemies."
And this is a reminder for us, my dear brothers and sisters. Many journalists today, especially in the mainstream media, they are very quick to believe and spread Israeli propaganda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he say in the Quran? Someone who speaks about Palestinians as human animals, we take them for their word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he say in the Quran? A mu'min has to have discernment. A mu'min has to be wise. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. O you who believe, when a wicked person comes to you with news, with information, you have to verify it. When an American politician, and all of them, almost all of them are sellouts, when they come forward, or any Israeli official comes forward, we don't just take their word for it. This is a regime that is built on lies, on fabrication. You have news outlets publishing images of Israeli children who are tortured and who are abused. And the headline is basically saying that these are Israeli children. It's a complete lie. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Don't believe everything that you hear. Make sure that it's coming from credible sources. Because the propaganda machine is very powerful. Do not become deluded, as I mentioned. Don't miss the forest for the trees. Do not allow this conversation to be just about what happened.
The topic of this episode of today's special was about standing against oppression. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
That this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free and
all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.